This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis has declared a disaster emergency in Colorado amid growing wildfires and future risks. The move frees up money for an emergency response fund for fires. Already $1.5 million of the separately allocated money for wildfire fighting this year has been spent. That's nearly all of it. Nearly 2,400 people are fighting wildfires across the state that have burned nearly 290 square miles. In Rio Blanco and Garfield counties, the Lee Fire alone is more than 200 square miles and is 31% contained. It's now the fifth largest in state history. The cost of housing threatens the stability of Colorado schools. That's according to a new report from the Keystone Policy Center. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Researchers surveyed more than 3,200 teachers across Colorado. In some districts, more than half of educators spent over 40% of their income on housing. The lack of affordable housing is also fueling a teacher shortage because educators can't afford to live where they teach. The report found that teachers are less likely to leave the profession in school districts that offer housing, such as apartments where the district is landlord. Some rent for around $350 a month. The report recommends that districts work with the state and nonprofits to navigate successful housing initiatives. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
High fire danger across much of Colorado. In Denver tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s. For Rifle, tomorrow's high near 90 with a chance of thunderstorms. This is CPR News.